Okay, well, good evening, everybody out there. We are back finally from our travels and our medical procedures and everything, so we are going to be here for next month, so hopefully, God willing, anyway, I should not need help, but if I do, thank you for the guys that have been helping. I appreciate that. It makes the job fun if you know that people are there you can rely on to help you out. So, all right, we're going to go to the top here. AE5IB, Kip, take it away.
All right, thank you very much. I was happy to see everybody at breakfast last Saturday. I am still working on my attic in the garage. Right now I'm working on a beam to hold up the 2x6 rafters up so that when I start putting stuff up there, it won't collapse on me. But since it was cold today, I decided, and I saw that the lawn might need mowing in the next week or so, I decided to work on my lawnmower. I got a Ryder lawnmower. It was my father-in-law's. He gave it to me when we moved up here. It hasn't run for about 2 years. So, but it's a Ryder, and so I figured, what the heck, let's get it going. So last fall, I noticed that the battery was dead. So today I went down to Napa and got a battery and checked the oil, and it was just down, it was down a little bit, so I put oil in it. And it didn't have any gas, so I went down and got 2 gallons of gas and in my gas can and started filling it up. And about halfway in, I noticed gas on the floor of my garage. And it was coming out about as fast as I was putting it in. So I got about $4 worth of gas on my floor in my garage. So I quickly grabbed some paper towels to wipe up what I could. And then I had to get some kitty litter to soak up the rest of it. And that kind of took the wind out of my sails for trying to get the lawnmower going. So fortunately, Bob answered my call for help, and he's going to lend me his trailer so I can take that thing up to Traverse City and get somebody professional to look at it and tell me the bad news on getting my lawnmower fixed. So thank you, Bob. That's going to happen on Friday. And that's all I got. I've got a AMSAT meeting in just a little bit. That's why I'm a short timer. Back to net control.
Okay, Kip, very good. And I'm sorry I missed you. I was traveling. We had a funeral and a memorial service, so it was an exciting time. Thanks for checking in. We got you as a one and done, so we'll move on down the list here to KB8 SVJ, Bob, and thanks for you guys doing the nets. W8RJ here.